Welcome back, my friends, to The Chosen's Harmony of the Gospels. We're reading through the whole New Testament in chronological order. Now we're on day 5, part 1, Jesus meets with Nicodemus. Day 5, Nicodemus meets with Jesus. There was a man from the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform these signs you do unless God were with him." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." "How can anyone be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Can he enter his mother's womb a second time and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly I tell you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you that you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can these things be?" asked Nicodemus. "Are you a teacher of Israel and don't know these things?" Jesus replied. "Truly, I tell you, we speak what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you do not accept our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Anyone who believes in him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. This is judgment. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and avoids it, so that his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. Lots of great things in there. Let's go back and read. Jesus said, "Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And that really confused Nicodemus because he was thinking physically, how can I be born again, go into my mother's womb again? And that's not what he's talking about. There's a great saying that if you're born once, you die twice. Born twice, you die once. And I love that. So what that means is we're all born once physically. And if we're born again spiritually, we're born twice, then we only die one time. Because when we die on this earth, immediately we go up, we live forever in heaven. But if you only are born once physically, and you're never born again the second time spiritually, then you die twice. You have your physical death here, but then you also are dead eternally. And that is so, so sad. So my friends, I do hope you believe in Jesus and that you are born again. And it's so interesting too. He kind of chastised him. He says, "Are you the teacher of Israel and don't know these things?" So it was really interesting too, that even the Pharisees, even the smartest Pharisees, the highest ones like Nicodemus, they just didn't understand. They knew all the Old Testament prophecies, but it wasn't clicking in their mind and their heart that Jesus was actually here. And finally the Messiah was in front of them. So it was just interesting that other common people were believing before the Pharisees did, even though they were very well educated. And then I love this part, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Back in the Old Testament, when Moses was leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, all these snakes started coming up and biting them and people were dying. And so God said, "Take a pole and put a serpent on it, a bronze serpent." And when he held that up and people looked at it, they were saved. That was foreshadowing Jesus being lifted up on a wooden cross and people now looking to him to be saved. It's so cool how the Old Testament and New Testament are also interwoven. I really like that. But if you don't know any Bible verses, I encourage you to memorize John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish," that means die, spiritually, but have eternal life. So of course, one day my heart is going to stop beating and I'm going to physically die. I'm just going to die once, but I'm not going to be dead forever. I am immediately, my next breath will be in heaven at Jesus' feet. And just, I can't wait for that warm hug. I have goosebumps just talking about it. Eternal life is going to be amazing. So my friends, I hope today that you do know him, that you memorize John 3:16 and you really believe that, because he died for you, because he loved you so much. You were one of a kind. You have a purpose on this life and he has a plan for you. I hope today, my friend, you take Jesus up on the offer of salvation, that he wants to be your savior. All you have to do is believe. So hope you have a great day trusting in Jesus as your savior, and come back tomorrow to learn more about Jesus' life through the Gospels. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.